OPNAV Instruction 5530.13 Charlie, Department of the Navy Physical Security Instruction for Sensitive Conventional Arms, Ammunition, and Explosives, AA and E. Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 2. 1. What must include a continuously manned alarm control center where alarms enunciate and from which a response force can be dispatched. Local alarms, that is, alarm bells located only at the protection location, are not acceptable. IDS, India Delta Sierra. 2. Military, civil service, or contractor personnel may monitor alarms except for Marine Corps electronic security system operators who will be military police personnel possessing what MOS code? 58XX. 3. How long should the daily logs be kept and maintained of all alarms, including the nature of the alarm, for example, intrusion system failure or nuisance alarm, date and time, location, and response made to identify IDS reliability problems? 3 years. 4. How often must visible transmission lines be inspected? Monthly. 5. How many independent means of alarm signal transmission to the monitoring location must be provided if line supervision is unavailable? 2. 6. What must IDSs that transmit alarm signals over a shared network have, such as local area network, wide area network, public switch telephone network, or the internet, which will allow data transfers only between IDS components? Firewall. 7. How long must backed up, protected, independent power be provided for IDS systems? 4 hours. 8. To provide for controlled entry by authorized personnel, what should telephone communications between an alarm control center and alarmed zones be considered as, and what to the IDS? Adjunct. 9. How often at a minimum must activity personnel test IDS systems after installation? Quarterly. 10. What must be installed as an IDS component on all Risk Category 1 and 2 ammunition and explosive storage facility active doors equipped with high-security padlocks and hasps? Anti-intrusion barrier, Alpha India Bravo. 11. How many minutes within an alarm or report of intrusion in AA and E storage areas must an armed response force be able to respond? 15. 12. What cannot be used to negate the requirement for guards, roving patrols, or constant surveillance unless used in conjunction with another access control or IDS technology? CCTV. 13. How long must the records of guard checks be kept and maintained? 3 years. 14. Which instruction should be used to train the security force in the use of deadly force? SecNav Instruction 5500.29 Alpha. 15. What is the minimum size candle that must be used to provide enough light to allow the observation of people at exterior doors of all storage rooms and structures containing arms or Category 1 or 2 A&E? 0.2 foot. 16. Which class of GSA-approved vault doors may interior doorways to armories and magazines use? 5 or 8. 17. How often should high-security locks or lock cores be rotated to allow preventative maintenance? Annually. 18. At least what gauge of steel or the equivalent containers can the keys to Category 3 and 4 AA&E be secured in? 12. 19. How often should keys and locks be inventoried? Semi-annually. 20. The unauthorized possession of keys, key blanks, keyways, or locks adopted by a DoD component to protect AA&E is a criminal offense punishable by imprisonment of up to how many years? 10. 21. Activities must conduct AA&E security surveys every 12 months, how many months for ships, and maintain records for 3 years for review during assistance visits, command inspections, and explosive safety inspections. 6 months. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.